session, continuing the questioning phase. I have one question. The reassigned zone that is Spring Valley RNE, are there other reassigned zones in your school district that are currently operating, or is this the sole reassigned zone?
There are others.
And would those be cross different schools than just RNE and Spring Valley?
Yes, they are.
Other questions for the presenters? Mr. Quigley.
Did Shane, I noticed as a 10th grader, did he play sports at Spring Valley last year?
No.
Did he play at Richland Northeast?
No, he did not.
He didn't play any?
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions for the presenters?
The other reassigned zones, are they established when you build new schools or you're growth and when you're reassigned? They're reassigned and your thought of having a choice is because families may have ties to that particular school because that's where they've been for years, or what is the intent?
The last, and I'm going to speak on the last school that we did the reassignment with. One of our neighborhoods was zoned for one of our high schools, and then we rezoned. And when we rezoned, we left that neighborhood with an option to attend the new zone school that they've been rezoned for, or they can attend where the families in that neighborhood previously attend. So it's an option like that one, the same option that we have with Spring Valley.
Is there a particular sport that these students are wanting to participate in?
Swimming.
And is that offered at both schools?
As far as I know, is swimming offered at both these?
Okay. Any other questions? With no other questions, I would entertain a motion.
Motion that we grant the hardship request.
Second. Okay, we have a motion to grant the hardship request for participation at Spring Valley. We have a second. Any discussion at this time? Any discussion? Mr. Quigley.
I'm an athletic director at a school along the beach, and my problem with this is, I'm Troy School in Horry County, and I could just see opening the door, and maybe it's a single situation, but Soxie High School is homeschoolers in Soxie that, well, we don't particularly care for the programs there, but we want to play at the programs at North Myrtle Beach, so that's, I'm just having a hard time with that, opening a door, Pandora's box, where that could open the door, and it's just, I understand what you're saying, and, but for me as an athletic director, thinking of, or kids, my kids leaving, going to play somewhere else with some schools, so they have a better golf program at Myrtle Beach by what I want to play at North Myrtle Beach, that's a tough decision, and I understand what you're trying to do for your children, but. I'm just waving that back and forth in my head. How does that affect possibly other schools, or other counties in our state?
In this situation,
Mr. Hunter, this is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is our discussion period. Any other discussion, Mr. Two?
One thing that I'd like, well, it's actually two things that I'd like to bring to the table. There's no change in the academic program for these students, correct? And what I'm hearing, so the academic program for these students is remaining the same and consistent. That's the first piece to the puzzle as I'm looking at this situation. The other thing, as noted and the question has been answered, is that these students in their home attendance zone, they have the access to participate at Richland Northeast in the sport. So for that matter, in the hardship piece, situation, that they have access to the sports, and there is no current change in academic program as we see it and as we've heard today. Other discussion? Hearing no further discussion, we have a motion on the floor to provide athletic eligibility at Spring Valley. We have a second. All those in favor, please raise your right hand.
Please raise your hand high, please. Six.
Opposed.
Eight.
At this point, the motion to grant eligibility at Spring Valley has failed. At this point, the motion has failed to grant athletic eligibility to the students. You may appeal this hardship to the appellate panel. If you choose to do so, please notify the commissioner within 24 hours so that they can set that meeting.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.